Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Miss Lori Mosley with Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Waxahachie.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, ho, ho, Lori Mosley. There are lots of things going on this month, including the funnest parade ever we just went to the other night, right?
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe, what was it, over 75 entries lit to the max? What a wonderful lighted Christmas parade and tree lighting that we had in downtown Waxahachie.
Yes, Waxahachie was buzzing. I mean, I don't even know how many people were in attendance, but it was amazing. So many floats lit up and snow blowing everywhere and Grinches everywhere and everybody was happy. I loved it.
Only one Santa, though. There's only one Santa Claus.
Yes. Yes, that is a fact. So, Lori, what is going on the rest of this month?
There are so many wonderful Christmas activities that are going on. You know, my brain's just in Christmas mode. I'm sure there are a lot of other activities if you're sitting out there listening going, other things happen too, Lori. But for me, this is the fun weekend because this is when we start Bethlehem Revisited. I know y'all are looking at the status of College Street going, is it going to take place? Because College Street looks a little torn up, but College Street is on amend. And yes, we will have Bethlehem Revisited this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And then next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the good thing is, Julie, it's absolutely free. Runs on donations. Mm-hmm. And where else can you really get the true meaning of the season than at Bethlehem?
And it starts at 5:30 or 6:30 p.m.?
6 o'clock. So basically, there's a sequence of events that repeats every 30 minutes from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. right there behind Central Presbyterian Church, and that's at 402 North College. You can park at Covenant Life Church right across the street. John Bell and that congregation is so welcoming. They let you park there. We'll have a lit path right there, kind of crosswalk at Oldham, so you can cross over to the church. And then, like I said, go see the recreation of the night that Christ was born live with camels and donkeys and goats and chickens and artisans and craftspeople. It really will set the tone of what the season's all about.
And I know because I go to church with John Bale there, and he is going to be providing hot chocolate, right?
Absolutely. That congregation also does hot chocolate for donations. And it just really is an exciting time. And the real miracle is this program's been going on for 25 years. It started in 1997.
That's pretty cool.
And so this is our 25th anniversary of that. And so it's such a wonderful family tradition for so many people. And if you're new and listening and never been, it's not just for kids. It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. It really is. When you get to see the manger and the star and baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph, I'll get weepy just thinking about it right now. So.
And King Herod, like when it starts off and it's so exciting. Those guards and everything, they really get into character. You feel like you're really part of it.
Absolutely. You know, I've been watching The Chosen, that series that's being filmed here, produced here locally. And there's certain scenes when it happens at night, the nighttime scenes in the village. I'm like, oh, that looks like Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. So if you're a fan of The Chosen, this might be a good chance to come out and see something that's similar in real life and be a part of that.
Yes, it's a lots of fun. Come on. And so it's this weekend and next weekend. Starts at 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night and goes until
9 p.m.
9 p.m. There you go. What else is going on?
Well, you know, this is also the time. This weekend's actually one of my favorites because the Waxahachie Junior Service League, this is when they have their Christmas gift market at the Waxahachie Civic Center. So you have over 100 vendors all under one roof with all kind of great boutiques and Christmas gifts and decor and items. You can do all your shopping there. And then, of course, downtown Waxahachie. So we got you covered. Uptown Waxahachie, all around Waxahachie. So.
And that's when all of this Junior Service League, it's Friday, Saturday, is it Sunday too?
Friday night is their VIP party, so you have to have a ticket for that, an advance ticket, so you might want to check out their website, and which is WaxahachieJSL.org, to make sure they still have some of those available. And then on Saturday, it's from 9 to 5, and it's a small admission fee to be able to get in. And also at SAGU, at our friend SAGU, you know, they lit their campus this week. And they have a production at the Hagee Communication Center called White Christmas. And our friend Ronnie Blunt is the theater director there.
What?
Yes, who happened to be one of my teachers in Ferris, Texas.
I grew up going to church with Ronnie Blunt. I had no idea he even did that.
He is the theater director there. And so they're doing White Christmas starting tonight, Thursday, and then going through Saturday.
Very cool. Are there, so you can just go, I'm sure, to the website there and get tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. And a handy landing that we'll talk about is our website, visitwaxahachie.com. You can get to all of these things that we're talking about along with ticket links right
there.
Good. Yeah.
Good. All right.
And then also, as we're talking about fun things, at Rail Yard Park this coming Saturday, we have Elf Movie Night. So if you're a fan of that movie Elf or have never seen it and it sounds fun, come on out and see us at 6 o'clock. Admission is free for Elf. So, yeah.
Is it a big screen?
Yeah. At Rail Yard Park, there's a big screen that drops down. And anyway, it'll be a fun little cool magical night that you can have a movie night too.
That sounds fun. I bet if I was a kid, I'd bring like a sleeping bag or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do they come out there like that?
Oh yeah,
that's
with their blankets and lawn chairs and all that. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So that's kind of all the fun that we're having this weekend, and then of course next weekend we do the Santa Run. The home tour takes place. Of course, the community theater is doing their Charlie Brown Christmas, as we keep thematic about all these theater events. Downtown Merchants is doing their 12 Beers of Christmas stroll. They got a strolling Santa carriage rides, just a whole bunch of wonderful activities. And before the Santa Run on that Friday night, the 9th, they're doing their candlelight walk and caroling to kind of just kick off.
What is that?
You get a lit candle and go walk on the trail. You get your packet. You pick up your packet.
What?
And they walk down the trail and carol. Yeah.
I had no idea that even happened.
Yeah, you need to lead that because I know you're a singer.
Who does that?
It's John Bell. No,
oh, they
no,
do it.
John McLaughlin. Sorry, I get
John
all my Johns.
John McLaughlin does that before the day before that?
Uh-huh. They do the packet pickup, and then they do the candlelight walk, and then, yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, so we've got something for everybody. If you're an athlete, we got you covered. If you're a theater buff, we've got you covered. Movies, or if you just want to go and shop till you drop, we got it all
taking
place.
And y'all, the Santa Run is so much fun. If you've never done it or you've never been there, You don't have to be a runner. You can do the 1 mile fun walk, and you don't even have to do anything. You can show up, and it's a blast. Everyone's dressed like Santa Claus, so you get a Santa Claus suit with your
registration.
Yeah, and so there's also this year, I know he had some Grinches that he's doing too. So it's Grinches and Santa Clauses, and everybody brings their pets out, and they have like costume competitions and stuff for the pets. It's just so much fun.
Yes, and what I love is the bulk of these activities that we're talking about do take place in the heart. Our Hatchie Heart, which is downtown Waxahachie.
Yeah, we love our downtown. And then we got, did you talk about Dance Works?
Oh, yeah. They are having their Nutcracker Tea.
Which is really nice if you haven't been there.
And that'll be at the Chautauqua Auditorium. And they have tickets for sale at their website, too. And again, you can get links to all of that at visitwaxahachie.com.
That Nutcracker Tea, they have good snacks and stuff. They have some fancy little tea crackers and breads and stuff. Did you go to that? I went to that last year with my niece.
Oh.
Yeah. You get to dress up and feel fancy.
Wonderful.
That's a wonderful time. And then, so we're getting ready, though, for next month where we get to actually take a breath and kind of everybody's going to be kind of in a different mode. Is there anything that you know of that's going on off the top of your head next month that we need to be on the lookout for?
For January?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think just rest up. Rest up because we're going to hit the ground running. I think the dining group, the downtown dining group, I think it's probably got something planned for Mardi Gras. And
oh, yeah.
Then it's on from there.
Good. All right. So December's fun, y'all. Remind them the website one more time.
Visitwaxahachie.com. And I'm sure they also link to it from waxahachiechamber.com. I'm sure you can also link to us from there, too.
And if you have any questions, you can always call us at the Chamber, Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and we will be happy to direct you. And meanwhile, have a good December and a fun, safe Christmas. I guess I'll talk to you again, but Lori won't. So, Lori,
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And thank you for joining me. All right. Bye-bye.